On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's Tori. Hey, don't you love that music? That's like such a great song. It's Morrissey, as you know. Could be the Smiths. You know, it's one and the same. When I'm listening to this music on the radio, if a song comes on, I sort of play a game with myself. Is it the Smiths or is it Morrissey? And you know what? I'm wrong almost every time. I'm not really wrong, because like I said, there's no wrong answer there, but specifically, I'm not such a huge fan that I know, oh, that's that, like maybe Led Zeppelin, I might know what album something came off of, because I know more about Led Zeppelin probably than Morrissey and the Smiths, but equally good music. I mean, it's great. Music is a big part of my life. I probably have talked about it on Ron's show. I don't go a day without music. I don't want to go a day without music. That would just not be a good day for me. I listen to music in the shower, every shower since the 80s. I don't even know if there's a radio in the room. If it's my bathroom, there's a radio. Or if it's my phone, I'll bring with me and put on Pandora. Something. There's going to be music, if I can help it. Everywhere. Hotel bathrooms. I don't care. There's music in my life every single day. So now I'm adding a little music to some of my bits here on the podcast, if I feel like it. I don't know, it breaks up the monotony of just hearing my voice, which I guess is the point anyway, whatever I'm thinking. So I'm trying to fill 28 minutes a show, 28 minutes a week of just this. And then in addition to also Tori Friday, which could be also Tori Monday or whatever it is, ronvandam.com, featured once a week. And it's almost a better show if you listen to that one, me on that one, because it is interchange. There's an interchange of ideas, of having a conversation. It's a little better than just me going blah, 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 blah. It's fun to do that also. I started thinking, okay, this first topic. When I have some extra money coming in, I make a list, and you might do that too, of things you want to get when you have that extra income, little things. I don't mean like a big trip or a car or something like that. I mean, you know, little things you might want, a pair of shoes, a bag that you have your eye on. I don't know. You might write it down, and that's what I do. I, for many years, have had lists, you know, and then I throw them away when I get them or I revise them. But anyway, so on my latest list, my new list, I need a new bed pillow. And I started thinking there's something called My Pillow. MyPillow.com, I guess. I don't know. But when I looked up something to buy a pillow online, I found out there's something called My Pillow. And it's this dude that makes pillows. He perfected a kind of pillow, I guess. He's an older gentleman. And he sells these. And I'm thinking, I want one of those. I went and got an inferior pillow, even after I learned about this pillow dude at Sears. And I paid like $15 for like a $30 pillow. I guess half price. It's terrible. It's awful. It's not what I want at all. So I don't want like a fluffy, I don't want too much of a pillow that's going to make my neck hurt. I don't want a foam pillow. It's got to be feathers or something. Anyway, so pillow is on my list. How thrilling. Tori's getting a pillow. Anyway, you're listening. Don't listen then. Turn it off right now if you don't like this. It's your choice, man. Okay, I also want a bed skirt. I haven't had a bed skirt on my bed since, I don't know, many, many years. But right now it's got that metal frame and you can see under it. I put stuff under my bed. It's ghetto looking. No, 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 no. I want a bed skirt. Okay, so I need to arrange that. I don't know where I'm going to look, where I'm going to go, if I'm going to look online. I haven't even started the process yet. I just wrote it on a piece of paper. So that's step one. You know, baby steps for me. Everything has to be. Oh, I also need a laptop battery. Now, maybe you should just get another laptop, but that's like buku bucks. I'm not doing that. I don't want that. My laptop is fine. So some of the keys don't work sometimes. I can get a new keyboard thing, and I've looked into that, and they're like $20, and maybe I'll do it, but that involves opening it up, putting it in, and closing it back up. And it could be involved, and if I just, you know, beat on the keys long enough and hard enough, it's going to finally work. So I can just do that. But the battery, yeah, I need a battery for my HP. What do I have? I have an HP Pavilion G series. Yeah, that's my laptop since 2011, 5 years. It's fine. It works fine. I don't need it to work perfectly. It's good. I don't have a business that I run with my computer, so I don't really need it. It's kind of as a luxury item in a way, although I use it every day. So therefore, it could be categorized as a necessity. Like, you know, if you're poor, and I'm poor, but when I was really poor, and you might have to go on a program, I found out that a television is no longer a luxury item. It's a necessity because you need to get like news and outside information. So I think that's great, because if you don't think poor people should just stay poor and not have televisions or shoes or phones or dreams, like the, you know, graphic goes, then there's something wrong with you. Stop it. Just stop it. Okay. They're going to have televisions, poor people and me, we're going to have televisions, whether we watch them or not. They are not a luxury item. Look it up. You don't believe me? Just Google that sucker and you will find the truth. Okay. So those are my items that I have. See, that's not a lot. I'm not like a real needy materialistic person that has to keep up with everybody else with designer labels or this or that. Matter of fact, the last time I went out and wore a dress, the shoes I had they wouldn't even go with the dress. They weren't even high heels. They were flats, and that's all I had, and I don't care. Because if I cared enough, I would go do something about it. It's fine. You know what? If you want to judge people on how they look and stuff like that, that's your thing. It's not going to be my thing. It's hard to get out of that habit, though, of being judgy. I can't really condemn people for doing it too much when I'm guilty of it a lot myself. But I'd like to stop doing it as much as I do. And I know you would, too. Because that's a crappy way to be. So stop that, too. Stop it. But speaking of computers and keyboards and whatnot, what do you think about typos? I make typos all day, every day. What is that about? I hate them. I hate doing that. I mean, who enjoys them? I agree, you know, no one. But it's such a thing. Oh, I don't know if it's my fingers or my eyes. I can't see. My fingers are too fat. They're not, though. I mean, the keyboard's too tiny, especially on a phone. Forget about it. If it wasn't for autocorrect, and even then, it autocorrects wrong. But, it's so frustrating. I'd much rather sit down at a full-size keyboard than try to figure out how to text something on my little phone with my little eyes and my little fat fingers. It's not working out. It's annoying. It's frustrating. That's a lot of times where I'm not going to even respond to a text because I can't, especially if it's long and involved. No, I don't want to. I'm just going to pretend I did. The text never came in. You can't prove I even read it. It's not like Facebook where they have that messenger system where it says seen at 11:43. Oh, I hate that because you're trapped. Then they know you saw it. There is a preview screen, though, you can use if it's not too long. I can read things without showing that I read it, and that's good. I like that because I don't want evidence that I've seen something. That's bad. That's bad news. Who thought of that? I mean, I'm sure it has its pros, but it also has its cons. Okay, so the other day, I put something down, and now I can't find it. I put it down in one room, and it's still in the room as far as I know, unless there really are elves or gnomes or fairies that take it to troll you. And that can't be a thing. I don't believe that's a thing. So that leaves me with, I lost it. Okay, I talked about this with Ron last week. I put a comb down, and now I can't find the comb. And it's irritating. And I still haven't found the comb. I talked about this on last week's podcast. I still haven't found the comb. So that's bizarre and frustrating. And I don't know what happened to it. And I guess when you finally find something and you go, okay, there it is. I did that. All right. And another thing I do is when I get to my car sometimes, and I think my phone's not with me. I'm like, oh, did I forget the phone? So I look briefly, and that's the problem right there, briefly through my bag, and I'm like, oh, it's not here. Go back in the house. It's not in the house. Go back to the car. Check again, and it is in my bag. Or the other scenario, of course, is you go back in the house, and you look around, and you find it, and you're like, oh, okay, there it is. Sometimes you have to call your phone with another phone. Ah, I hate that one. Because that makes me feel extra dumb and like I'm going. Usually I have no time when this is happening. It's like I'm late or I need to be someplace. It's never like, oh, okay, I guess I can just go dial it. No, I'm frantically trying to find whatever I lost. It's a frantic moment. And I need to really relax with that. That's a good one for my therapist. Okay, I need to relax when I'm looking for something because it's not an emergency. It's not like a ticking time bomb that's gonna annihilate the house or whatever, wherever I am. It's fine. It's okay. It's all right. Just relax. If you don't have it, you don't have it. But we can't be that way, can we? We're not programmed to be that way. Everything is an emergency. So if I put something down and I lose it, that's a problem. Okay, that's a problem. Another problem is this Corey Feldman awful song that he sang on the Today Show. And I unfortunately did watch the video. And I'm not sure if that was Al Roker coming out near the end of the song and singing with him. I don't know because I don't really watch television or the Today Show or that stuff. But let me just also say that Michael Jackson is rolling over in his grave. He has to be. I mean, he brought up Michael Jackson. He dressed kind of like him and did some kind of moves like him. And I don't know. It was all bad. I mean, I think the dude's like 45 years old now. Not that that's old or anything, super old, but just no. These weird chicks were dressed like angels doing awful music things, and it was an embarrassment. So I guess the hosts were kind of good to you know, humor him about that it was good, and she kept like singing it in her head. And I'm never going to listen to it again because I've already erased it from my brain. So there's no way on God's green earth I am listening to it again and putting it back like it got in that lady's head. And she kept singing it like a weirdo after it was over, extending our agony. But anyway, so yeah, Corey Feldman, just stop doing things like that, please. Thank you. Okay, so one show I do like on cable is Caribbean Life. I don't think I've ever mentioned this. I've mentioned some other things, of course, Game of Thrones, blah, blah, blah. Caribbean Life, it's on that HGTV channel, which I don't really watch. But again, I like the Caribbean, so I want to see shows about it. And I've watched this one for about 2 years. And anyway, the point is I watch it on demand, so there's no commercials. I fast forward. I don't watch it live whenever it's on. I watch it on that on-demand function, which is pretty cool. On Comcast, and you can just pull up a show. And if it lets you fast forward through commercials, all the better. I guess the new shows, it doesn't let you. Screw that. Then I'm just waiting. Or muting. Mute the commercial. Anyway, my point is, so I went on to watch Caribbean Life, and before that, they had these little promos, which you get on demand, in that little square box, and they promo other shows to get you to really be hooked into television for the rest of your stupid life. And I'm not going to do it, except for one thing. There's some really good news about Kiefer Sutherland. I happen to spy. He's got this new TV show coming up. I think it's starting really, really soon, if not today, whenever you're hearing this show. Or the September 21st, whenever that happens or happened. It's called Designated Survivor. And all I know is it looked great because he's going to be a president. He's like the president. And so if you loved 24, which I did, that was like one of my top 10 shows ever. I mean, right up there with Seinfeld and Arrested Development. Okay, 24 was up there. So this Designated Survivor is going to fill my need for Kiefer Sutherland in a fast-paced dramatic type role in a series. Okay, so Designated Survivor, look for it on ABC. I'm going to probably just download it like I do everything else. I can't sit there and watch commercials. I can't. It's just, it's too, they're trying to hook me in, man. They're trying to make me a consumer, corral me into buying things that I don't need. So anyway, new Kiefer Sutherland, this is really, really good news. As I mentioned on Ron's show, and also ECAT, which is eastoncat.org, you can watch the program that Ron and I do there. Anyway, there was a fake Adele concert, and I told him about this, and there's this funny website called The Usual Suspects on Facebook, and they put up fake concerts that are really funny, like Whole Foods with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the cranberries and corn and cake, whatever. This is, so you get it? So they're doing this, and people, dumb people, are actually falling for it, and they thought Adele was going to be at the Quincy T station last week, and so they had to do a news story. Nesson, I was sitting in the dentist's office, and again, television's on. I don't seek out stupid news programs, but I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden it comes on that Nesson says, there's a fake Adele concert. Don't show up at the Quincy T station. Everyone's telling you not to go because it's going to be a madhouse, and don't do it. It's all fake. It's all false. Yeah, they didn't use that voice, probably. It was more professional sounding. But again, there's the website where I think it's hilarious, and Adele was not there. And I did see one person that was actually fooled by it on Facebook. And that, you know what? I took off brownie points right away. Wasn't a friend of mine, but I saw someone that believed it, and I'm thinking, wow, you're a right, also right wing, but also now you're crazy. You're stupid, and you work for the government. That worried me a little. That worries me a lot. They have people that the government hires for like FBI type stuff or whatever, and they believe fake stuff on the internet. Oh, wow. Dum-dum. I think I need to get a job definitely now. Okay, my grandson has autism, and he's 7, and he loves the baby channel because it's keeps him entertained, and he learns things, and he loves that channel. So I put that channel on for him, and the other day, this nursery rhyme came on. There's all kinds of nursery rhymes, but it was one that I hadn't heard since I was, wow, since I maybe sung them for my kids or when I was a kid. But I knew all the lyrics still. It's like they stick with you. And this was the Sing a Song of Sixpence. And I found it here. I found all these versions on the internet. And they're not all, none of them are the one I know. Blackbirds baked in a pie. Yep, this is a kind of a goofy version. Birds began to sing. Isn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? Yeah. And okay, it goes on and on. All right, this guy's embellishing too much. But anyway, along came a blackbird and pecked off her nose. It's a little violent, I started to think. And were some of these nursery rhymes violent? I don't know. I should research this and look back at lyrics and things. But, yeah, pecking off noses. I don't know. Is this good for my grandson to really hear about? Is it developmental? I don't know. It seemed out of place. I don't know. Years ago, we talked about things, and things were politically incorrect, and no one really cared. That's just the way things were. People want to say how much better things were years ago and wholesome. I don't know, because we had things like Little Black Sambo and pecking off noses, and I don't really think it was that much better. I think we just accepted things as they were, and tradition, and even now, I'm talking, this song was on that TV show last week, so this is still happening. Noses are still being, people are being mutilated on these nursery rhymes, so I don't know what to say. I don't think it's good, but if it's just people just going to go along with it and not say anything, then nothing's going to be done. If you want change, man, you have to be the one sometimes to say, okay, this needs to change. Or if you're lazy and you just don't care or you're apathetic, then let's go on with it. Just keep things going the way they are. Never rock the boat. I mean, I'm not saying you have to rock every boat all the time, but, you know, these are children, really. I mean, adults are adults, but if you don't step up for the children, they're not going to know. They're not going to do it for themselves. Maybe the really smart, precarious,
I'm sorry, precocious kids will stand up for themselves and say, hey, this is not right. What's this violence about? But usually no, the adults have to step in.
I started thinking, I wonder what these things could be called that I talk about, you know, overall. And I came up with my musings. And you know what? That is so very overused. I hate when people say it. I hate a lot of things, I guess, don't I? But my musings. But you know what? It's accurate. That's kind of accurate what I'm doing. So I think I can take it over by right, by legitimacy. These are my musings, okay? So somehow that needs to be worked into the title of the show or the description, possibly Tori's musings, and not that I overuse it, because this is the first time I've even said it, man. And I've been talking to you for 2 years through Ron, through ECAT, through the radio station. Yeah, I used to be on the radio. You probably didn't even know that, because maybe you started now listening to this or recently. But yeah, Ron was on the radio every day, and once a week, I'd go on WMSX, what was it called? Something like that. There was an X in there and a W. It's near the end of the alphabet, a couple of letters. Anyway, so yeah, I'd be on there once a week, and we took live phone calls. That was live. There was no recording and to do a mulligan and any of that. Oh no, you're there. And people would call up, and they were nice for the most part. So that was, I kind of missed that in a way. Now, speaking of my grandson again, so when I talked to him, my daughter noticed this the other day, that I use a grandma voice. And that's sad to me a little bit. I mean, not that I'm a grandma, but that I do the voice. I think we all have different voices when we talk to babies and little animals and things. And it's like, oh, look at you, aren't you so cute? Oh, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I do that. I do it well. I mean, it just comes naturally, though. I think you kind of get all, you know, you get in that place. You get in that zone. But apparently I'm a SpongeBob character now. I'm old lady SpongeBob. There's an old lady on SpongeBob, and I'm doing that voice or something. Yes, so here is the sound. Here's the grandma's killer stereo system voice that I do apparently exactly like this when I talk to my grandson.
Oh, how about a little music? Grandma's got a killer stereo system.
So yeah, I do. I guess I talk like that to Gabriel. Oh, Gabriel, what are you doing? Hi, was that good? Was that popsicle delicious? Oh, that's so wonderful. Yes, this is my grandma voice. So yeah, I'm doing the grandma voice, which I can do a lot of voices. You know, I wanted to have a cable show years ago. I had one years ago, but I wanted to have a different one. I had two, but I wanted to have a third one. So greedy. Where I read books to kids and I did all my little voices and I, you know, the cable show, like a half hour, I'd grab the books and I'd just read them in different voices because I used to do these great Rugrats voices when I read Rugrats to my own kids and, you know, things like that, that I would do, you know, dumb babies. I can't really do it that well now, maybe, but, Angelica, what's happening?
Oh, shut up, you dumb babies.
Angelica. I don't know, just whatever. There are lots of other stories and books. That's just one little tiny example. But anyway, and then it got very complicated. I started pursuing how to read the books and get the copyright information, and it was lots of forms to fill out. And this is the 90s, so I didn't have internet. So early 90s. But anyway, so it didn't happen. And now I guess someone does have a show, at least one lady in Easton, and does it. And that's great. And she reads books, and that's fine. I'm doing this now, which is the comedy angle, which I much prefer, as you can tell.
So apparently, Fred Sanford is alive and well and looking for scrap metal in Brockton. Yeah. Now, I don't mean the actual Fred Sanford, of course. I mean, Red Fox is still, like, gone and in heaven. He joined Elizabeth, I guess.
This is the big one. I'm coming to pay with you, Elizabeth.
Anyway. No, this is a guy that's, oh, that's awfully loud. Gotta turn that sucker down a little bit. I do like that. I had that as my ringtone on my phone, like, for 2 years. Loved it. I may put it back. I don't know. I just have the Samsung plain one. But, yeah, so this guy comes along and gets your scrap metal off your lawn. He spots it in his truck, he'll drive right under your grass. I saw it happen, okay? Now, when you're listening to him talk, I thought it was funny because he has this opinion on politics. And I mean, I see where he's coming from, but when people misspeak or use the wrong thing, names, I just kind of get a little chuckle out of it. And in this case, I don't know if I should leave it and save it for Ron's show, because he might get a chuckle also. But I'll mention it here. He's talking about the Koch brothers. Now, you and I know it's the Koch brothers, but I did not want to, you know, tell him he was wrong, because I thought it was so cute, him and his little flip-flops when he should be wearing some steel-toe shoes. But, you know, hey, that's his bag, man. There's not as much money in metal as there used to be, or copper, but I guess there's something. So, God bless him. Him and his Koch brothers. And this is my other grandson. This is Remy.
You could say, yeah, Remy.
Remy. This is Remy. Well, Gabriel doesn't talk, so we can't interview him.
Yeah, can't really. But, so how's your day been?
My day's great. I'm doing this today.
This, of course you are.
So what is your day like?
It's been good. It's been good. I had some lunch. I plan to go outside, do some laps around the house.
How old are you now, Remy?
11.
11. And you're in fifth grade.
Yeah.
That's great. You going to do some laps around the house?
Yep.
Great. It's a good day for it.
It's a nice day.
It's a nice September day. Do you like September?
Yeah, I do. It's a good month.
Is it? What's your favorite month?
Hard to say, actually. I think it's like, it's either Christmas, Halloween, or August, because that's when my birthday happens.
Ooh, those are good times, right?
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, Halloween's fun. You get to have costume and candy.
You can still do it as an adult, just some people think it's weird.
Yeah, right. I talked about that with Ron last week.
Oh.
The costumes that people wear.
Costumes that people wear.
Do you like scary costumes or funny costumes? Or what would your kind
of... Well, I have my own type of creativity. As in, I mix costume pieces to make new costume pieces.
I like that idea. Like what? Like what'd you do one time?
Let's just say like a skeleton type of set.
Ah, I saw you once. You were like a Spider-Man, Batman, or something.
Yeah, I don't...
You were the dual guy.
Yeah.
So you're creative. You like to be creative.
Yeah, I like to be creative with my costumes.
So you have plenty of time. You have like a month now to work on it. A little over a month.
Yeah, it's like I just go into the box of costumes and I'm like, you know, let's just mix this and this, you know, and just place it into this.
Right, Remy's getting very animated now. He's getting away from the microphone, but he has to let me know what he's doing with his arm movements, right, and Remy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, don't know much else to talk about, but we can have you on the show next week if you want to.
What are you, actually, like, the real show, or just like...
This is the show. This is it. This is the big time, man. You hit it. The really, really big shoe here. We got a really, really big shoe. The Beatles are coming on next.
A real big shoe, huh? Is this what you call this stuff, huh? Is this what you call this funny? Do you call this fun?
Yeah, I call it funny. Now, that was Remy, everybody. Yeah. Well, it has been educational and fun, and I don't know what it's been. You tell me, man. You're listening. What are you getting from this? Do you like it? Do you like the Tori show? Or just Tori? I don't know. I'll probably do it every week. Talk to you people every week. Because I like the intro and the outro music. I think you should just tune in for that. Everything in between, well, yeah, it's okay. But music is what makes the world go round. It's not money, even though that's a great song in Cabaret. That doesn't really make the world go round. And it might be love, but I think it's music. I just love music. Okay, so until we meet again, and I'll still be on the Ron Van Dam show, so check it out there for a little longer version of all this silliness. All right.
Tell by the way that you switch and walk. I can see by the way that you baby talk. I can know by the way that you treat your man. I can love you, babe. There's a crying.